Please join with me in the call to worship. God calls everyone, young and old, people of all genders, people of every land, people from all cultures, from north and south and east and west, people who have believed in God for a long time, and those whom God has just called. All the people are called into ministry. Everyone has a place in God's choir. I invite you now to stand as you are able and join in singing hymn number 339, Be Thou My Vision. Be seated. We come to God to confess our shortcomings, not because God doesn't already know, but so that we might be freed from past mistakes to move into the future unburdened. So let us pray together. Forgive us, Holy One, when we forget that there are different seasons in life. We recognize that in our instant gratification world, we want it all now. We truly do it all at one time, and instead must wait for the proper season. We lack patience and hate waiting because we think it is wasted time. Forgive our narrow views of things. And help us to see things as you do. Amen. Hear us now, O God, as we silently confess our sins. Amen. Friends, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Know that God's forgiveness is beyond our perception and understanding. But it is as real as the air we breathe. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us now pass the peace of Christ with those who have gathered to worship nearby. Good morning and welcome to worship at First Presbyterian Church of San Leandro. You are a friendly and talkative bunch this morning. I am Lou Pennebaker and it is my pleasure to welcome you to worship. I am the Director of Christian Nurture and Education. I invite you to take a minute to register your attendance with us this morning. In your pew, you should find a blue pad with space for you to sign your name if you're a regular attender, if you are visiting. We would love to be in touch with you and invite you to fill out as much information in that form as you are comfortable. Today is a special Sunday in the life of our church as we are bidding farewell to Pastor Renee, who has served us for over 3.5 years now as our interim pastor and is moving into retirement. So we invite everyone to join us immediately following the worship through this door here into our fellowship hall, where we will be having a reception with cake and a few other things. So please join us and take the opportunity to bid farewell to Renee and wish her well in her retirement. Along with that, I would like to welcome and introduce the Reverend Sam Kim, who is here with us this morning. He's seated right here. He'll be participating in our service later this morning. Sam is with the San Francisco Presbytery, serving as the Transitional Associate Presbyter, and will be participating in the service later today. A few announcements for you. Hopefully, you received in your email inbox yesterday our September highlights. We are switching to an email format, but we do still have printed copies available. Due to some changes with the Postal Service, we are no longer able to mass mail our newsletter. So if you did not receive that in your inbox and you would like to, please email Emily in the office and she will make sure that you are added to that list. If you would like a hard copy, they are available this morning in Fellowship Hall as well as a printed copy of the calendar. However, the calendar online is going to be your most current and updated resource because once the calendar is printed, we can't add to it, so keep that in mind. let's see, what else? Men's Bible study breakfast and women's fellowship breakfast will be starting up this September. I guess it's not quite September yet. This coming Saturday, they will be meeting as they meet the first Saturday of the month, so Saturday, September 5th. They meet at 7:30 a.m. at Manor Grill, and there's details in your bulletin about that. Also coming up on the third Wednesday of the month is our Young at Heart program. They are switching this year from the third Thursday to the third Wednesday. So please make that note in your calendars. If you plan to attend, there is a sign-up sheet in Fellowship Hall, so we'll have an idea of how many people are coming. This in September, they have an exciting program planned with Ben Ball. We'll be talking about what it is that the State Department does and looking at passports. So if you have your own passport, bring it, and he's going to show you some hidden things that are in there. So it could be kind of fun and interactive. There are other details in your bulletin about upcoming meetings and events, so please take a look at that. And as we continue in worship, I invite Kathy Pearson forward to give us an update from our personnel committee.
I bet you didn't think I'd be back up here so soon. But here I am with another announcement for everybody. Our church is entering a season of change. And today we have another new chapter to share with you. In September, Emily and her family will be moving to Oregon. While we will certainly miss having her here with us each day, we are so glad to share that this move doesn't mean goodbye. With the full support of the personnel committee and session, Emily will continue serving as our administrative manager remotely. Her last day in the office will be September 9th, and after taking some time to move and settle her family, she will return remotely to us on September 23rd. We'd also like to thank Lee Holm for continuing to provide on-site help to keep things running smoothly at the office. Emily shares a little more about the move and this transition in this month's newsletter. If you haven't had a chance to read it in the email newsletter, printed copies are available, as Lou said, in the fellowship hall. We wish Emily and her family all the best as they make Oregon their new home and begin this exciting new chapter.
Our first scripture reading this morning is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And you can find it on page 1037 in your pew Bible. Hear now the word of God. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Keep me going. choir. You know, the pastor gets to pick the hymns, but they don't usually get to pick the anthems. But Richard asked me what song that the choir had sung recently would I like to hear again, and that was my choice, and I'm very glad of that. So, thank you. Our New Testament scripture passage is found in Paul's letter to the Philippian church, a church that Paul had helped to found, and in it he expresses his confidence in the members to be faithful and consistent in their faith. Hear now the word of the Lord, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Friends, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In my first sermon here, back in May of 2023, I preached these words as a promise to all of you. Some of you know, some of you remembered, I can tell by the laughs. I am here to tell you that I will love you and leave you. I said that. Some of you remembered it. And I hope today, as I preach my final sermon, that the first of these has been evident over our more than 3 years together in ministry. And of course, today I make good on the second part of that. Today is the day we say goodbye to each other. And, you know, it's goodbye as in our relationship status is changing, like on Facebook. You know, it's not like we will never, ever see one another, but here's the really important part that I will hold fast to, is that we will no longer be pastor and congregation to one another. I am giving that up, and I am turning that over. So it's a season, and you just heard the other part of the season today with Emily's news. And our Hebrew scripture has different passages that acknowledge these different seasons in life. This passage from the book of Ecclesiastes is what scholars call the wisdom literature, and this is a set piece. It has that feel that it was said in a variety of contexts. It's read as marker points or opposites in the lives of people and congregations. It talks of seasons and how we might find order and comfort in knowing what season we are in. When I came to you over 3 years ago, we had a time of saying hello. We were working through what had just happened, that your longtime pastor, Ann Swanson, had retired after ministry of decades with you. And then we were also in the process of reopening the church. Remember that? All the fun of that? Checklists, masks, hand washing from the pandemic protocols. And so part of my hello to you was us working through some of these issues. In this short time together, a lot has happened, some of which was planned and other parts we couldn't have known. Let me try to organize a little bit of a summary of what this time together has been. First of all, we began with the mission study, as part of the pastoral search process. The session created a mission study team chaired by Lowell Hickey and with members Linda Pollard, Sue Goodnow, Chad Pennebaker, and Leland Marine, also with the help of Lou Pennebaker. And they reviewed the church's history. They conducted community interviews out in San Leandro, and they led a congregational survey. Many thanks to them for their leadership in that project. Along the way, we've had creative experiments in worship. We've dabbled with new experiences to broaden and deepen our worship with God. And so thank you for being welcoming of the addition of poetry, for being willing to experience creation celebration, Earth Sunday style of service, to engage with the reaffirmation of baptismal vows with pebbles, to experience anointing with oil, Holy Humor Sunday, skits and litanies along the way, and of course, some people's favorite, Stump the Pastor, which you did this last time. Along the way, I taught a lot of adult classes, and many of you took at least one of them. We began with a discussion series in the summer of 2023 with I've Been Meaning to Ask, because it had been so long since people had gotten together that it was nice just to sit in a room and talk with each other. We looked at the great ends of the church from the Presbyterian Book of Order. I led a summer Bible study. It's called Is That in the Bible? And this was a very quirky class that I sort of made up, and then Lou helped, we kind of each made it up along the way, and it actually had among the highest attendance of any class I ever taught here. But we did Bible classes on the parables of Jesus, prophets, the Sermon on the Mount, and the Book of Galatians. And we did book studies on church and nation, better ways to read the Bible, and a couple of books by Joyce Rupp, The Cup of Our Life on spirituality, and The Years of Ripening on how to engage in aging. And so thank you, all of you who took, and Lou and I co-taught some Lenten series along the way as well. So thank you for being lifelong learners in faith. We did some of the bread and butter things. We welcomed new members. We had people who had been here for decades join the church. People who had forgotten they had never joined the church got to join the church. We had some new folk, and so we did a couple of baptisms. And we did memorial services more, and I always say more than I wish I had, because we remember some really beloved members who have passed during this time. We also looked at the structure of session, and I learned when I came that a planned effort to create a committee structure had been foiled by the pandemic, and so we began the process in 2024 of creating that, and it's taken longer than I wished, but the session now has teams that are taking on the work of the congregation. Physically, the church has changed too, particularly under Don Pollard with his building and grounds team. They did a whole revamp of the church office area, and the pastor's office in particular now has enough light to actually do work in it. So I'm very happy about that. But Don also led the effort to protect all of our stained glass windows, which were getting vandalized. And so now, thanks to him, we can continue to have church insurance, because I don't know that that would have happened without his efforts. And of course, then there was the most recent effort of repairing the church tower. A big celebration happened while I was here. The 100th anniversary of ministry here at 180 Estadillo. Led by Lou and a whole team, there were a variety of events. The Historical Society tour was included us. There was the second National Night Out celebration. And then there was the Sunday celebration in November of the actual anniversary. in which I fainted down, dropped to the floor. I'm so glad you're here, Calvin, because Calvin, and I can just see all the other faces of the people who came up and grabbed me and then took care of me that day. So I just want to let you know I drank enough today. I made sure I ate before I came. We don't need any repeats of the pastor going down. So, on a health note also, I fractured my wrist while I was here at the beginning of Advent, which is like the worst possible time I could think of doing it. But thanks to Kathy, who helped me get through surgery, and all of you pitching in, we made it through that Christmas season. I don't remember much of it, but I'm sure it was okay. Now, none of this work is possible alone. Pastors do sit in their offices, but then the work has to share out. So I want to thank all of the staff, to Lou, to Richard, Mary, to Emily, who's here. So you can say hi to Emily today. She was worried about coming and, like, quote, stealing my thunder. And I said, I'm not a bride. I don't care, you know. You can say goodbye to both of us. I am okay with that. So, but Emily and Bobby and, of course, Rich. You know, early on in my time here, Rich's daughter died, and we did a memorial service, and the staff gathered. And that's the kind of people you are, that you're going to support staff and the pastor as well as minister with. And so I thank you for having all of those qualities. I want to thank the staff in particular for all the times you saved me from bad decisions, because I would have made some without you, and I probably made some anyway. All of you who are in leadership, thank you as well. As you can tell, you're going to be in a lot of transition in the coming months. But I know this leadership is up to it. I know this congregation is up to it. There may be some bumps along the way, so be patient and grace-giving as people work through that. Okay, on to other things. Saying goodbye is often not easy, especially with those we care about, those who have been a part of our spiritual and emotional growth, and those that have walked together in intense experiences. Any of us who have said goodbye to a loved one dying, or a child moving across country for a job or school, or you all know the complex emotions that come with this territory. Just this month, a couple of our families have been sending off children and grandchildren to college, which, with all of the attendant emotions related to that. So, you know, today you learned about Emily, and that's another goodbye. It's not really a goodbye. It's a change of venue. But you won't see Emily in the office the way that you've been used to. And so these emotions of goodbyes are real and necessary, no matter how strong our faith is. When Jesus said goodbye to his disciples at the Last Supper, I imagine him holding tremendous sadness, even as he knew the necessity of what was coming. He had walked with his disciples through the loss of loved ones, think of Lazarus, through adversarial times with Sadducees and Pharisees, through growing and learning together. They had bonded over all of these things, and saying goodbye meant losing something that had mattered. Other times, or for other people, goodbyes are sometimes a relief. Maybe in this room there's somebody that you and I had a couple of less than ideal interactions, or I represent something for you that brings up stuff. And so for those of you who have struggled with me or the length of this transition time, I know that you wish that this was over, that you were moving on to the next clear thing. But God has had other things in mind. But what I do know is that we have a providential God, and that God is providing you with a talented pastor. Toby Nelson is great, and he will ably lead you through the next part of this journey. And so whatever kind of goodbye this is for you and me, it's important for us to live into the goodbye so that we can live into that next hello. For you to say hello to Toby, and so I can say hello to a new life in retirement. So the nature of interim work means that I am always sending you on to new ventures. Pastors who do my kind of work often use Moses as one of the models of what it means to walk with the church in transition. Moses spent 40 years in the desert with the sojourning Hebrew slaves. And I counted. I have spent 40 months with all of you. Which is why the Presbyterian Church has a hard limit on how long interims can stay. No, they don't. I just made that up. So our journeys separate today, not moving so completely apart that we may not ever see each other again, but it's going to be a while because I need to disconnect and allow my successor to be your pastor. But I will now be your fan and your friend. And so in the coming months and years, you will be in my prayers for the spirit of life to flower among you as I know that it has and can grow. So here are my prayers for you in the coming months and years. I pray that as I turn over my responsibilities to your bridge pastor, Toby Nelson, and then to your next designated pastor, that through their leadership with you, that you will hear God's voice to you, whispering and urging you to love one another and the world. I pray for you to be as welcoming and grace-filled for your next pastor as you were for me when I came, so that whoever comes knows that they minister with those who can. I pray that you will bond with them and work together in common ministry. I pray that as you continue to work in partnership with your next pastor, you will never let them work harder on your behalf than you do for yourselves and God. I pray that you will be on the lookout for ways in which the life of faith and community can be shared by many and not just a few. I pray that the seeds planted for a new vision for this church during this transition time might take root and grow in the next years to blossom in the church. I pray that for you to continue to risk the chances of failing so that new things might grow in your midst. And I pray that you don't let fear of failure cloud you to the possibilities of new life in your midst. Most of all, I pray for your continued faithfulness in God, whatever lay in the future, in good times and in bad, in wealth or poverty, in strength or weakness. As Paul lets us know, we follow a God who will be with us in all circumstances, rejoicing with us and holding us with love. My final words to you are stolen directly, I mean borrowed, from the author Anne Lamott. She says there are really only three prayers in life. The first is, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. The second is, thank you. And the third is, wow. And so let me finish with an expression of gratitudes. Among all the emotions that I feel today, most of all, I feel gratitude for our time spent together in this ministry. And in the meantime, gratitude for all the help you have provided me during this time. Thank you. Thank you for everything. And so my final prayer for you is, wow. And friends, on this day, I feel it appropriate to quote the great Dolly Parton by saying, I will always love you. Amen. So, friends, I invite you now to stand for our next hymn, How Firm a Foundation, 361.
may be seated. Giving of tithes and offerings should be a genuine response to what we have received from God in order to show our gratitude for God's abundant love, to reflect his character to the world, and to invest in God's kingdom. When we give, we inspire others to do the same. And as our generosity multiplies, there will be an overflow of goodness and blessing. So as the ushers come forward to collect the morning offering, let us give with open hearts, knowing that we are making a difference in the world that God has entrusted to us. Holy God, we ask that you accept our gifts and use them to your glory. May they bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. We give freely in response to your grace given through Jesus Christ. All we have is yours, and we ask that you would use us and all we have as you will. Amen. You may be seated.
Just a slight alteration in our order of service. I'm going to do the prayer of the people and the Lord's Prayer, and then we will go back to the words of appreciation and the litany. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, we are thankful that you are constantly at work in our life. You are a help in times of difficulty, a strength in times of weakness, a guide when we feel lost and alone. And we know that through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have the power to transform lives, to mend broken relationships, to bring strength to the weary and hope to the brokenhearted. So we bring our worries and our burdens, our hopes and our dreams before your loving eyes, knowing that you are the Lord of our lives and the hope of the world. Today we pray for world leaders, that they may always seek the peace and security of our world. And so we pray for countries laid waste by war and conflict and dictatorship, remembering the plight of the people in Israel, Gaza, Sudan, Lebanon, North Korea, and those who are suffering from floods and fires and earthquakes. We pray for the first responders and the emergency service workers as they seek the peace and security of our nation, and for ordinary people caught up in the events of world politics. We pray for the worldwide church, recognizing our fellowship with Christians in Europe, Africa, Asia, and the Americas. We ask your blessing upon ministers and missionaries, medical workers, and aid agencies whose task it is to feed the hungry, to heal the sick, and to support the brokenhearted. Lord, we pray for your church here in the Bay Area, for those who are thriving and for those who have lost a sense of direction. We give thanks for this church and its people and gladly acknowledge all the gifts you have given us. Grant us your help and guidance and support. We too have problems and needs and concerns, worries about ourselves, our families, and those we love. So we remember today in our prayers those who are worried about their health and what the future might hold, those who feel anxious or depressed or afraid, those who are in hospital, those who have burdens they find impossible to share, and those who still mourn the loss of someone dear to their heart. And we pray for ourselves, that we might know the gentle authority of Jesus in all parts of our lives, leading us, guiding us, encouraging us, and directing us now and always. We pray all of this in the name of the one who taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'd now like to invite the Reverend Sam Kim.
Good morning, church. Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to preach. So I'm here to share the word. So my name is Kim Sung-woo. So I will go by Sam. I'm serving San Francisco Presbytery as a transitional associate presbyter. I know you don't know what does that mean. I don't know what I'm doing. But my try is supporting churches, congregations, and the pastors. I believe that is my job. So that's why I'm here today, not preach. So on behalf of whole Presbyterian Church, over 80 churches with new worshiping communities, on behalf of them, I want to express our deep gratitude for the ministry of Reverend Rene Rico. Thank you. Here's the secret relationship. Rene was the co-chair of my searching committee. So she brought a lot of the problem with me in this presbytery. That's her fault. So pastoral ministry is built through countless moments of the preaching, praying, listening, caring, and walking with the people through both joy and difficulty. Today, we give thanks for that faithful presence among you. And to the congregations, I also want to say thank you. Ministry is never the work of pastor alone. You have worshipped, served, prayed, disagreed, reconciled, dreamed, and ministered together. The ministry we celebrate today belongs to the covenant, the corporations you have shared with one another. As Rene, enters a new chapter, you also enter a new chapter. There may be sadness in saying goodbye, but there is also an invitation to trust again that the church belongs ultimately not to any one pastor or generations or to presbytery, but to Jesus Christ. Reverend Rico, thank you for your service to this congregation and to other bunch of congregations through your ministry, especially for the last 3 years, longer than your expectation. And to the wider churches. And to the congregations, thank you for sharing in this ministry together. Renee, as you enter this new season, may God bless you with the rest, joy, and the new opportunities. And may God continue to guide these congregations in chapters ahead. And then don't forget to sign the retired pastor's luncheons in September. With gratitude, we celebrate your ministry today. Thank you.
I thought you were going to say, and don't forget, you're still on committee on ministry and are going to be working with us. So that too.
The Church of Jesus Christ is constantly changing. Our church is changing as well. Babies are born, children grow up, people commit themselves to one another. Loved ones and friends die. Newcomers join our community and our church. Others leave, moving on to new places and new opportunities. It is important that we recognize these times of change.
In May of 2023, you called me to serve as your transitional pastor. So today, that call comes to an end. And I thank all of you, members and friends of First Presbyterian Church of San Leandro.
Good job.
It's an inside joke, Sam, I'll explain. Your kindness and support, as well as your caring and love, have sustained me, and I shall remember you with gratitude. And so I invite you to turn to page 6 for the litany. Friends, you have called me into your midst to serve you in the ministry of word and sacrament. The Bible is the symbol of the ministry of the word among us. May God's word continue to challenge, nurture, and inspire you.
We will continue at the center of our life. The word of God lives among us. Thanks be to God.
The font is the symbol of baptism, the place of our birth into the body of Christ. May you continue to welcome new members through the living waters of our faith.
We will continue to celebrate new life and baptism. The font of blessing welcomes all. Thanks be to God.
The table is our symbol of communion with Christ, the source of nourishment and strength. May you continue to share the bread and cup, remembering the one who is the bread of life and the true vine.
We will continue to break the bread and share the cup. The table invites us to taste and see God is good. Thanks be to God.
The towel and basin are symbols of our calling to justice and service according to the example of Jesus who washed the feet of his friends. May you continue to walk the way of the cross of Christ.
We will continue to serve others and to work for justice, following in the ways of Jesus, friend and servant. Thanks be to God.
As a congregation, you are called to love and serve each other, to care and to heal, to teach and to witness to the word. May you continue to love one another as God has loved you.
We will continue to offer care, challenge, encouragement to one another, sharing all that we are and have. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving God, Alpha and Omega, you are both beginning and end. Our endings and our beginnings are rooted in your love. Whether near or far, we are held close by your love and kept safe from any lasting loss. Through all the years of our lives, your love protects and guides us. Your Spirit calls us to service in the name of Jesus Christ. We praise you for the gift of all those in leadership, for their faithful witness, their proclamation of your word. As Pastor Renee's service concludes, let this ending be filled with your blessing. Touch all the faithful of this congregation with your grace and your peace. Help us to live with courage and gladness in the future you present us. In every time and place, may we offer you our highest and our best, that we may remember the love of Christ, which unites all of us in your service. We ask all of this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our life and our hope, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
So, friends, I invite you to stand as you are able for our concluding hymn, number 538, Lord, Dismiss Us with Thy Blessing. Friends, go with the deep peace of the Son of Peace, which is quick as the wave, pervasive as the air, quiet as the earth, and shining like a star. Deep peace of the Son of Peace to you all. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.